This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to close, and I'm just going to paraphrase this story. It takes too long to read it, but it goes back to the fall of the Berlin Wall in East Germany. The former prime minister of East Germany, was a man by the name of Erich Honecker. His wife's name was Margot. Erich Honecker was the premier, I think was his title, of East Germany before the wall came down and Germany was unified. Margot, his wife, was in charge of the education program of East Germany, and as I understand it, anybody who wanted to go to the university in East Germany had to go through her. She would look at every single college application in East Germany, and if you were deemed as someone who didn't contribute to the communist system, you weren't politically active in helping the communist government, then your child didn't go to college. There was a Lutheran minister in East Berlin by the name of Holmer, Pastor Holmer, H-O-L-M-E-R. Pastor Holmer and his wife had 8 children, and the first one applied to the university, turned down by Margot Honecker. Your dad hasn't done anything to help the communist system. Second child, turned down. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all 8 of his children were denied a college education because they weren't deemed as contributing to the Communist Party and the communist system. Now come with me a few years later. The Berlin Wall comes down. Germany's unified. You know what happens to Erich Honecker and his wife Margot? They're people without a country. They were booted out of the palace at Wandlitz, an exclusive suburb of East Berlin. They had no place to live. They had no friends. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with them. They were persona non grata. Nobody wanted to have anything to do with the Honeckers. Now get this. This is unbelievable. Do you know who said to Erich and Margot Honecker, you can come and live with us? Pastor Holmer and his wife. And they took them in, and they fed them, and they gave them a room to live in. And I wish I had some great conversion story to tell you how that Erich and his wife Margot came to Christ, because I don't. But Pastor Holmer said that at first when he would pray over a meal, Erich and his wife would just look at each other across the table, just stare straight ahead. But Erich Honecker would say the time would come when he would say, let's pray before a meal, that Erich and his wife would fold their hands and bow their heads in prayer. You know what changed the relationship with them? Did they deserve the love that they were given by the Holmer family? Absolutely not. Did they deserve the food? No, they didn't. But you see, Pastor Holmer and his wife put value into Erich Honecker and Margot's life by loving them in Christ. They didn't become their best friends. They didn't become big buddies with them. They simply decided in the name of Christ and in the power of Christ to love another person. That's what I'm going to ask you to do. When we take communion in a couple minutes, communion today is going to take on a whole new meaning, because here's what's going to happen, because we've been praying for it to happen. The Lord is going to bring to your mind a face, or faces, plural. The Lord is going to bring to your spirit people that you have felt hatred toward. And we're praying today, and I've been praying this week, that in the power of Christ and in the name of Christ, as you take the emblems which represent the body and blood of the Lord, that something happens that's never happened before. And it happened in both services. It's going to happen in this service as the Lord speaks to your spirit, and communion will take on a whole new meaning as you recognize the power of hatred. Hatred equals blindness. Hatred equals murder. Hatred equals being a liar. Decide today, I'm not going to hate anymore. I'm going to love.
Well, I hope you'll tune in next week to Cross Hope as we continue this new series in the book of 1 John. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.